This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. From the Marketplace desk of young entrepreneurs comes this next story. Alex Schlaferman was 16 years old when he founded his company, Vante Toys. 5 years later, he is 21. The company is worth millions of dollars. He owns a factory in China, and their latest product, something called Wallet Ninja, is going to be on Amazon and on store shelves just in time for the holidays. Alex, thanks for coming on.
How's it going?
It's going well. Tell me about your company. You just bought a factory in China?
We have a factory in China. I've had the factory for a couple of years, actually. The reason why we bought the factory is because we realized that, you know, the same amount we were paying to other manufacturers, was that price difference could have paid for all of our own equipment, all of our own salaries. So we decided to just make the move and purchase our own place.
Tell me how you go from a kid in New York City, because once again, you're like 21 years old, right?
Just turned 21.
Tell me how you go about buying a factory in China. How does that happen?
You know, looking back, it's all like one big blur. But I started working with a guy who had a toy business. And I actually ended up buying my products from a company in China. Uh-huh. And one of the guys that I was buying from, he was just working there. But he ended up quitting one day. And I just stayed in touch with him. And I said, listen, one day I want to open up my own place. Eventually, I was able to pick him up. And he moved like 2,000 miles, left his family to come start my entire operation in China. And he's running it over there right now.
How did you start this thing? On your mom and dad's credit card or your own bootstrap? I mean, you know, obviously you're plowing your profits back into your thing to grow, but how'd you get going?
I've been in, you know, consumer goods kind of my whole life. I started out selling kitchen gadgets at state fairs when I was like in eighth grade, just going around the country selling kitchen gadgets. You know, I saved up like 30 grand, but anyone who's been in business knows that you could blow through 30 grand. You know, it's like water in the sink. And then, you know, you run out of money and then you're like, crap, what can I do? Then, you know, I had to steal some of my parents' credit cards. They didn't even have that, you know, those big of limits. But I was just kind of like, I had a terminal in my room, in my bedroom. I had a terminal. So I was charging these cards like $10,000 just so I could get cash into my bank account so I could do something with it. And then I'm like, I'll deal with it later. You know,
How did that work out?
I mean, listen, at the time, you know, I knew I would get a lot of headache for it, and I knew there would be a lot of fights over it, but it was just something that I felt like I needed to do.
You're square now with your parents, right? You paid them back?
Oh, I'm definitely square
with
them.
Just checking.
More than square, yeah.
What is, if you had to put it into a word or two, what's your brand, right? I mean, what is it that Vante Toys is?
Vante Toys itself isn't a brand. I don't think having Vante in a product really means anything at this point. Because my specialty is products that are under like $20. That's what I'm good at. I don't understand like luxury goods or high-end fashion. I don't understand anything like that. One day I hope that it will be where we're making a certain type of thing. But at this point, it's just we're working on products of all kind and seeing what makes sense. So we make multiple brands.
And you're just throwing it all against the wall and you're seeing what sticks.
Hopefully with a little bit more professionalism than that, but in the rawest sense, we're still trying to figure out what it is that we're good at. Hmm.
Alex Schlaferman, his company is called Vante Toys. Alex, thanks a bunch.
Thank you so much, Kai.